Good afternoon. I have to stand here because I will summarize my findings by PowerPoint presentation. So I hope that the first slides can be showed now. And if everything works, I push and then something happens, yes. Globalization around the corner. First, I want to thank all contributors to the discussions and the Germans, and of course all the other participants. There were some main questions to be tackled in how the globalization affects cultural cultures and cities. What is the impact of a global generic architecture and urban concepts on the cultural identity, and what are the lessons for the future role of urban planning and the planning instruments. The Friday session, we had, let's say, two worlds to tackle, or maybe even three worlds. In the first place, the entire planet was the study object of a very visionary case study with the little bit provocating title, but this title is certainly made before 11 September, World Trade Center Network, and it was dealing with a sort of alternative to the global World Bank activities to, let's say, support certain developing activities in developing countries. And the author tried to realize or create new indexes to measure health and environmental quality, and to bring those indexes in a sort of total index to measure the quality of living around the globe. So this was an example of global health planning. From science fiction to reality, question mark, the presentation looked very visionary, very well done, but this is of course done by one person and with a lot of imagination. But the most important element was maybe that it was also a sort of collaboration strategy, a solidarity mechanism between EU, for instance, and Africa, and more in detail between the Netherlands and Ghana. The second presentation was about Rotterdam in Morocco, in Nador, a city on the north of Morocco. It was about the re-migration suburbia, migrants that are re-migrating from the Netherlands to Morocco and invest their saved money in a new suburbia. And what city is that? Is it a European city? Is it a Moroccan city? So it's really blurring architecture, blurring planning, and it's very difficult to deal with lack of means. And we also saw a sort of cash flow from Morocco to the European Union, because there is a Spanish enclave, tax-free shops, and so 10,000 people in the weekend are spending their money from Morocco in Spain. So this was very striking, let's say. And the other case was just around Morocco in Rotterdam, about multi-ethnic housing typology and private, public, semi-public space typology. And the last two presentations on Friday were in a complete other world, with other language, more virtual, you could say. Some said hermetic language, but maybe that was due to the very short time to present such a tour of thinking. 10 years of research in 10 minutes is maybe not honest for the authors. Urban Flotsam was dealing with creating spaces and places of communication. That word is important in the last two presentations. And developing new toolboxes and methods for action planning and processing. And the last one is very special because it was under the title Identity, which is a registered trademark. It's a new development. You have to, if you have new speak terms, you have to trademark them. You can earn money. And it's composed by Identity, dealing with communication, and Density, about the connections. or let's say density of connections. And it's about bridging urban media, global, local culture. I hope you understand. And it's dealing about soft urbanism. So not, let's say, the real structure, but more about the metastructure. The Saturday sessions today, of course, we dealt with Wolfsburg, where is the automotive location of Volkswagen. So that's why I did the VW in a circle. And it's a story about the transformation from industrial colony to service and leisure center, creating world of discovery and theme parks and connecting the new and the old. In Valencia, we see the same development by creating a very large, huge science, cultural, leisure park with a new urban facelift between city and waterfront, harbor. And they want to be a sort of worldwide point of reference. Two cases in and around Rotterdam were then presented. Rotterdam Central Station from a national station to a mobility hub. There's a whole world behind it, of course. Creating urbanity and place identity around that mobility hub. And putting really extravagant architecture in it. Of course, it's not yet realized. The international exhibition in Hoogvliet is a story about Wimby, Welcome in My Backyard. And it's about creating new alliances for innovative developments in, let's say, the backyard of Rotterdam. And the last story was about infrastructure and urbanity, more in general, but also with some examples in the Netherlands, in The Hague. And it's about understanding the complexity of urban layers and the network of infrastructure. It's about designing the nodes of integration and connection, and it's about integrated approaches to infrastructure and planning together, not separately. So we heard a lot of new buzzwords, new keywords, you could say, new models. You see them here, I will not repeat them. The question is, will that lead to new cities? To finalize some statements which are more, let's say, personal statements. I have thought that it would be nice to group the statements in three categories. Statements about the hardware we are dealing with as planners for a long time. It's of course the infrastructure, the structure, the buildings, the artifacts, and so on. But also some statements about the software, the use of the space, which is more and more important in our profession and very multiplex society. And last but not least, dealing with the orgware, the organization of all those elements. About hardware, I have two question marks. Open discussion could be continued. Is that structure and infrastructure plus a very super modern architecture, is that leading to emotion? We saw Valencia and Wolfsburg with very nice pictures and also Rotterdam. But will that create a new sort of urbanity, a new sort of emotion maybe, because quite often they are presented in a virtual way. They are computer graphics, and can we live in computer graphics? The second question is a little bit further away, more generalized. It's about mega urbanism. A lot of projects are trying to be better, bigger, and even mega, you could say. Plus the avant-garde architecture, is that leading to a sort of meta urbanism? Something that's really not understandable because you are creating new kinds of cities, some say new urbanism, which are not longer really connected to the old typology of cities. About the software, we observe and learn, we have to observe and learn, you could say, from what is really happening on the field, in the real and the virtual world. It's also a statement by Boeri. we have to bridge cultures and spaces, and you could maybe speak about fusion planning. We have to bridge also the real and the virtual space, and bridge the rich and the poor, to make it very simple, let's say, regions on the planet, and there is an emergence of a sort of global planet planning. Is it really invisible? And last but not least, I should say, Orgware is about designing strategies. Strategic planning is well known, but it's really concentrating on strategy itself as a product, you could say, of planning. It's about moving cross-disciplinary, working in multidisciplinary teams, multi-planning. It's about dealing with different powers of change, multiple agent planning, and it's about managing the conflicts, conflict planning, and not always try to avoid conflicts. And to end, it's about the importance of being modular, you could say. Thank you.
Thank you very much.